helped him dress in the mornings. In the vain hope of making his bones feel warmer, she would hold the underclothes in front of the electric fire before handing them to him. A heap of these things now lay on the floor.
"We'll have to put those bits and pieces of his in the bag for recycling,"
Aeolus nodded. "They're no good for anything else." Mair slid open the bottom drawer of the chest. She saw a few yellowing pillowcases and the tablecloth with a cutwork centre panel that was taken out once a year without fail to be smoothed over the Christmas dinner table. The white fabric was stained in places with rust. Reaching beneath the cloth, her fingers came into contact with tissue paper. She lifted out the cloth to investigate what lay beneath it. The tissue paper was very old and limp. When she folded it back, her first impression was of wonderful colours. Silvery blues and greens sprang at her, like a distillation of lake water and spring skies, with starbursts of lavender and vermilion flowers caught in the depths. She looked more closely and saw the intricacy of the woven pattern, the sumptuous curved teardrop shapes with curled tips, the ferny fronds and branch stems and tiny five-petaled flowers. The only sound in the room